we were discussing what glory shone around might look like. And some of them thought that it might be like the brightest, sparkliest light that you could possibly imagine. Or others of them said that there wasn't necessarily any light, but it was just the sheer happiness of the people experiencing the glory. And I just thought that was quite profound from children. But it got me thinking about times that I had felt that I might have experienced what the glory of God was like, or what glory shining around might be like. And there was two things that came to mind. There was one time when I was watching a friend, and he was climbing some rocks down by the seashore, and the har was in, so you couldn't really see much past. But then the sun shone through the har, and it kind of landed just directly on top of him. So it almost seemed like he was only being illuminated, and it just looked like God's glory just going, yep, I'm going to choose him right now. You know, it was an amazing picture. But the other one that came to mind was actually something that didn't have anything to do with light. And it's a picture of me just after I had given birth to Amy. And I'm sitting there, I don't know, there's not actually physical light shining out of me. Of course there isn't. But there's just something in the realization of God's purpose in your life, you know, like that you are now a mother and you're going to raise this child. And there's something in the picture that just says that God's glory is there. And I really truly believe that God's glory is in the birth of every child. And so much more so than when it was the birth of Jesus. Except that when you look at childbirth, there's nothing pristine about it. There's nothing perfect about it. It's a pretty messy experience. There's noise. There's mess. It can be a bit disgusting. And yet, God's glory shines there. And even more so with the birth of Jesus, we had, you know, quite often we get these images of this picture-perfect postcard where you get Jesus and Mary and cows. Yeah, we get cows. And it can look pretty, but if you think about it in a sort of realism, it was a Bethlehem which was so busy that there was no space for them in the inn. And they were actually giving birth in amongst animals, which are pretty horrible to be around, I'm sure, when you're giving birth. And also in Bethlehem, I had a discussion with a friend recently who had been spending some time in the Holy Lands. And she said the thing that surprised her most was actually that she had these images of Bethlehem being this quaint town that was nice and calm and peaceful, and that was where Jesus was born. It must be lovely. But she said that was actually the most threatening place that she's ever been. She felt tense, she felt insecure, and whilst she was there, there was a suicide bomb attempt. And she said it was just not the kind of place that she thought it was going to be. And back then, it was just the same. You know, the Romans occupied it, and it was a dangerous place to be. It wasn't this lovely, safe place that Jesus was born into. And yet, despite all that, despite the mess of childbirth, despite the threat of violence, despite all the people and all the noise and all the havoc, God's glory shone around. And I just think that that's an amazing thing. You know, we think of glory being this word that's unattainable, that, you know, holiness, godliness, glory, they come in this sort of package that we think, oh, that's kind of unattainable thing that I can't reach out to. And yet, where they can be experienced is actually where things are the hardest, where people are in, you know, real turmoil, where there's danger, where there's threat. Because God meets us there. God meets us where things are difficult. And so he doesn't go in for the quaint, he doesn't go in for the pretty, he goes in for the real and the gritty. And so Christmas is coming, and sometimes it can seem that it's supposed to be this really happy, cheerful time, and yet we can look at the world and actually say things in the world aren't all that happy and cheery at the moment necessarily. But I just want you to know that even in amongst all the stuff that's going on, God's glory can still shine around. And I want you to look for that this Christmas, that glory shining around happens even in amongst the mud and the mire. Okay, so this Christmas, my message for you is just let God's glory shine in your life. Let him touch the bits of your life that even seem the murkiest. Okay. Amen.